welcome to Highly Questionable. These guys are never ready to start the show. Mina Kimes back in with us. Always enjoy her company. What do you like on the show today, Mina?
Starting the show, apparently.
All right. Dale, papi.
How much blame does Zach Taylor deserve for the Bengals' 0-4 start?
0-4 is how Cincinnati has started. That was a hard game to watch last night as Pittsburgh ends up mauling Cincinnati and, for all intents and purposes, ending Cincinnati's season, even though they did surprise us earlier in the season by playing Seattle so competitively. But when you allow 8 sacks, when Andy Dalton is your quarterback in this quarterback purgatory that you've had, when you're an offensive genius, some blame is going to head the coach's way. I would simply say, blame the Bengals as an organization. They are run like a business, not like a football team that is interested in winning. That's why they can have that mediocre quarterback there for 10 years, and it doesn't matter whether he's sacked or he's not sacked. They're never winning playoff games.
I did not love Zach Taylor's play calling last night. At one point, they were down 24-3, and he ran the ball 3 times. Not great, but you can't blame him for what we saw. Like, what we saw last night, in particular with that offensive line, was the product of both bad luck — they were down to their backup left tackle — and organizational ineptitude. Their marquee signing during free agency was the right tackle, who did play last night. But I think what makes this especially depressing is they're not trying to be bad. Like, we make fun of the Dolphins a lot on this show, but at least there's an element of intentionality to what they're doing. The Dolphins are like the guy who keeps failing 10th grade because he doesn't want to graduate. The Bengals studied, and they still got an F.
I love that what we have in our analysis at this table of the Cincinnati Bengals, and we have not talked that much Cincinnati Bengals ever in our history, is they're trying, she says. And I'm like, no, they're not. They're not trying. That's what you've gotten.
Do you hear what Marvin Lewis said about last night game?
No.
For another 15 years. See what happens when I'm not there?
So loud.
Do you trust Mason Rudolph more after his performance last night?
When the Steelers traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick in a move that felt a little bit win now, I wondered to myself, is it because Mike Tomlin thinks he has something special in what he's seeing from Mason Rudolph? But I did not see that last night. I saw a game plan Cincinnati wasn't ready for with a whole bunch of running back play, and it made me wonder, how are you not ready for that? That's exactly how that quarterback should be treated. Make him beat you down the field instead of just handing the ball off and then throwing it to his running backs.
So I want to trust Mason Rudolph because he reminds me of the most trustworthy person at ESPN. Someone tweeted this image that he looks like Field Yates on HGH, which is undeniably true. But I cannot, or at least I cannot, based on last night. Last night actually was a good example of why you should not trust yards per attempt, because Mason Rudolph had over 8 yards per attempt, but according to Next Gen Stats, just 2.3 completed air yards per attempt, which was the lowest of any quarterback in the entire NFL. That said, I did regain some optimism about the Steelers because I love their game plan. Randy Fichtner did a great job, not only with Rudolph, but with the running backs, and I thought the defense looked pretty good against the Bengals.
Oh, Mason Rudolph, that is 2 first names. I think that I call him Rudolph Mason. Why not?
I mean, it is.
Sounds better.
Rudolph Mason. Does it sound better?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds more like a butler.
It sounds like an actor in the 40s.
It does.
Do you agree with Alvin Gentry when he says that Zion does not have to be the Pelican savior?
Okay, Zion is his name. My father is going to call him Zion for whatever amount of decade and a half this guy is doing things in basketball that we have not seen. But when you look at the Pelicans, there is one guy who offers hope. There is one guy who offers promise and fame. And there is one guy that the nation cares about. And what are you doing? Of course it's Zion Williamson. I don't know why you're questioning it. And so while he might not be counted on to be the savior of the team in terms of point scoring and winning games, at the very beginning of this, for a long time, he is absolutely the only thing that matters on that team.
I was scoffing. I think that's what that indicated, because I don't really agree. There's not just one guy. They're actually a pretty good team. Yes, he's the only guy with superstar potential, depending on what you think of Brandon Ingram, but because of the unique set of circumstances that led to them getting Zion, kind of falling into the pick because of the desperation of the Lakers, they actually have a lot of depth. They have way more depth than LeBron did during his rookie season with Cleveland. So while normally I would make fun of this question, because what's Alvin Gentry really going to say? He's going to be honest and say, yeah, we absolutely need Zion or we're screwed. There's actually some veracity to it here. They are a decent team and they don't need him to be great right away.
Do you see Vontaze Burfict playing in the NFL?
This is an interesting question. I thought that this news got buried a little bit yesterday, and this is what happens in football. We love the action so much on Sunday that we talk about it all day Monday, and then all of a sudden you get an unprecedented penalty for a guy being too violent for the NFL, too rough, unnecessarily rough for the NFL, and he gets gonged for an unprecedented amount of time. So when we arrive here, and the question is, will he ever play again? I don't know that he's good enough to survive this kind of recklessness. Do you know that he's good enough to do it? Because this seems like the tail end of what has been a real dirty career.
I think part of the reason it wasn't discussed more often is that it wasn't divisive, right? Like, at this point, Vontaze Burfict is not a debate topic. We all agree he has a problem. I don't know if there's any intentionality to be described to it, and I'm not comfortable assigning morality to it, but clearly there is something compulsive about his behavior. He cannot adjust the way he plays football. And everyone I heard agrees, yes, he should not be in the league. Now, will he come back to the league? I think Dan's right to say it's mostly contingent on his skill. If he was as good as Von Miller or Luke Kuechly, yeah, I think he would come back into the league. But he's kind of fading as a player, and I suspect that will be equally responsible for why a team might not pick him up again.
It's interesting what Mina says here, because this is the first casualty, if indeed he doesn't play again, of a guy having the entire landscape of rules change under him and just not being able to adapt. Vontaze Burfict has not changed the way that he plays football, and you might think that if he does, he needs that violence to play football as well, that he can't play in the league if he's not playing this way, reckless, ornery, and dangerous.
Well, this is how you solve it. You let him play, well, he's not allowed to wear a helmet.
All right. I mean, that is one way. You found one person willing to defend Vontaze Burfict. I was wrong.
Coming up next on my son's TV show.
Sort of soccer. I mean, it's not really soccer.
It is.
I mean, there's no goalie. Are we really going to give him credit?
This is not an all-time performance. This is...
Don't count.
He's just better than everyone else. Or these other kids are just distracted.
Appears to be co-ed. This, I mean, there's no goalie. Do kids not have goalies?
Time to play the game that wishes paper straws work better. Do you question?
You give us topics and events, we question them.
So annoying protecting the environment.
Do you question if Western Carolina's punter should be playing a different position?
Okay, well, this guy was a two-way star in football before he became a punter. He was also a running back in high school. So what did he do here to impress us? Did he juke anybody? Was he out athleting somebody on the field?
Up, there he goes.
Go. Yes,
there he
okay,
goes.
There we go. Punters normally don't look like that when running.
Ferguson at the 20, to the 10. To the 5, and he's in.
Wait. Can we bring that back and show the long snapper number 44? Watch him.
All right, let's keep an eye on number 44 here. I can't believe we have multiple camera angles of this. Number 44 with a big do-nothing block right there. That guy did nothing, and Mina caught it with her advanced scouting eye. She's always watching in the little leagues for that.
That's what this show's done to me. I'm ignoring the athleticism and focusing on the laziness.
She is focusing on the guy. Let's watch that guy again. Let's watch the long snapper, and you've arrived at a bad place when you're Western Carolina's long snapper. But let's just watch it.
Right.
Sprinting downfield at a moderate rate of speed.
And there he is there.
Not doing anything after that, and then running after his friend, who is very fast.
Number 6, Missy Block, too. Do you see number 6?
What's number 6 doing? Let's see here.
Hey,
we
Missy
break
Block,
down
yeah.
this film. Where's number 6?
Which one's number 6?
Let's look for number 6 at the very end,
yep,
right here.
Yep,
this guy's
he is,
coming
yeah.
in. I got a free angle now. Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
this guy got no blocking on that play.
Yes. See? Both of us looking for the people who messed up.
Do you question if this is an all-time great performance from Cam?
I do not think we are talking about the quarterback who had an all-time worst performance in those videos, those cliched videos he was making, smoking cigars and drinking wine. But here is Cam from Little Kids Play. And where are they playing? They're playing football?
Soccer. Sort of soccer. I mean, it's not really soccer.
It is.
I mean, there's no goalie. Are we really going to give him credit?
I mean, this is not an all-time performance. This is...
Don't count!
He's just better than everyone else, or these other kids are just distracted.
Appears to be co-ed. I mean, there's no goalie. Do kids not have goalies?
This game doesn't have goalies because you can't have the goalie getting hurt, but,
Well,
look at that.
Yeah, number two.
You have to have a goalie in order to
give it to him.
Hurt. This is the second half here.
Wow, here he goes. 12. We're going to keep going.
I mean, this 13. Poor number two isn't doing nothing. He's just out there and he keeps running into the goal and then turning around.
Literally, if one of these kids just stood in front of the goal, they could stop this torrent of scoring. All you have to do is stand there. Those balls are trickling in. He's not even striking them. 20?
That's right. Oh, we're not done
feels
yet.
Excessive.
Oh, this is a breakaway. Look out, everybody. I don't know what's going to happen here. Oh, there it is. A surprise goal at the end for number 22.
Hey,
an all-time performance.
They should drug test him after.
You know, I made a video of all the goals you scored when you play soccer, you know?
Here it is. Okay, thank you. Really? You're in cahoots now with the producers? It doesn't exist. He's not wrong. There's a lie from the screen coming out of the old man's mouth.
That's good. That's good.
Do you question if there was sufficient room to get out of this parking space?
What are these hands saying right now?
I don't know.
Okay, neither does anyone else. We're on national television. Please stop banging the table. Let's see what we have here.
You're just mad about that soccer joke. All right, so we got a guy trying to back out.
Oh, look out. Here we go.
Tight parking lot. I'm guessing he's going to get hit.
Okay, scared of that corner, though. Oh, and
I mean, just, no.
He's scared, but the cars are coming the other way, too, so it keeps getting scary. Yeah.
And so he's not going to. Exercise fertility.
Yeah. Now he's going to try and go out by turning the car around. Is he going to have the ability to do this?
I mean, this doesn't look that hard.
Is it going to be a situation like the Austin Powers movie with Beyonce?
I think that's what this is, yeah. Second Beyonce reference in the show.
All right, you got to turn the other way, though. Yeah, see, this is not going the right way.
You know what this reminds me of? Me trying to back out of my Daniel Jones take.
No, come the other on, way, buddy. The other way,
come
the other
on.
Way.
I do like the thought of the security people watching this. That brings me joy.
They brought it to us.
Well, someone on the internet did. Probably in Russia.
Oh, you got it, buddy. You're so close. Just keep trying.
You're
just
right
you
got
to keep doing it for a
while.
What happened there? There's a plot twist at the end.
Oh, giving up.
That's
giving
it.
Up.
I quit.
Wait. Oh, no. Nope. He's
oh, wait,
still going. That was
wait,
just
it's
the
not that he gave up. It's that the person that was with him gave up and said, I'm not driving with you anymore.
Don't blame her.
Hey, buddy, don't feel bad. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. How could it have been worse? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it could have been worse. Yeah,
oh,
see,
no.
This is, yes,
oh, yeah.
This is it. Here
that's
we go. Not,
that's a minivan, too.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Yes. Oh, and he just goes.
Yes, that's right. Got to go.
No.
Yes. Look at this. Mina says
he
just
real?
Goes. Mina questioning the judgment of this person.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that needs a new TV show to binge watch. See? Oh, no.
Fleabag. You got one? You got a nominee?
Cheers House.
Okay. Poppy, how about you?
No, I don't have
one. No, he doesn't have one. You tell us what to watch on television tonight. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
Tonight on TBS, the NL wildcard game, Brewers and Nationals.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's today, and it's an important game. And we bring it to you long after Cam's 22 goals that we made you endure. Let's see what we have here.
2-0 pitch. Hampson, center field. That's hit well. Kane going back. Kane at the wall. Kane leaps. Oh, my goodness. He made the play.
That is happening more and more in this sport. Every time I turn, that used to be a super rare thing, and then people started hitting more home runs, and more of these guys started robbing home runs. This is a once-in-a-lifetime play, and he's done it several times already. Mina, are you intrigued?
My goodness.
22 goals and a car that couldn't back out of a parking spot for minutes before we got to baseball.
Before we gave you Brewers Nationals, those are two good teams. Poppy, are you intrigued?
See, I'm very intrigued. I'm going to be watching this game. You know who else is going to be watching that game?
Who's that?
Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
That is true. He's not lying. That is true. Although maybe he turns off the television because it hurts too much.
Savage.
Tonight on HBO, Diego Maradona.
From the director of those great documentaries, Senna and Amy Winehouse, comes this story with cocaine and crime families and one of the best soccer players you've ever seen.
Maradona realmente un gran jugador, mas não está com sua formação ainda psíquica preparada.
Oh, I said that already.
No, era Diego.
Era fachero. Super cariñoso, super inteligente.
Y otro era Maradona.
Una persona distinta.
La ville la plus pauvre d'Italie engage donc le joueur le plus cher du monde.
Napoli non ha mai avuto il primo posto, non l'abbiamo provato.
Fue, nos salvó, nos. Para ellos fue el dios.
Con Diego iría hasta el fin del mundo, pero con Maradona no daría un paso.
Quelli che lo odiavano, Maradona, volevano distruggerlo.
Vueltas a la cancha, se va la vida, se va todo.
The fame of that man was crazy in that film. And when you see the media interviewing his mistress right after she's given birth to his baby, that is an entitlement I had not seen from the media before. Mina, are you intrigued?
Yes, this looks really good. For those who don't know Maradona's story, he's one of those people where the Wikipedia page has a personal life section with many subsections, which is how you know someone's problematic.
Somebody lived, too. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. I love soccer documentaries. They should make a documentary about this.
About what?
About...
Oh, there we go. That's right.
Again.
There it is.
Not again.
There it is.
Look at that. Tim Legler with the rocket right
for this. Are you kidding me?
I don't have anything prospect other than Legler in my arsenal. Who else does that man look like?
47. That's the number of times I've seen that on this show now. 47.
On Fox 29 in Philly, the news.
Oh, we're checking in again with this guy from Philadelphia who had the mascot painted on his stomach, and he had the most cavernous navel you have ever seen in your life. So he drew this around it.
Now, you told me one time that the fanatic sometimes gets thirsty.
He does.
Yeah, and so what do you pour in there?
Oh, wow, it does tricks.
No. Oh, in the morning it's orange juice, and at night, beer.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Is he thirsty now?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit parsed.
Yeah, get her
thirsty
out. She doesn't need to
lay
see
down,
this.
We'll, sure. I don't think this has ever been done on morning
down
television.
Gosh.
What
thank
is happening? Please. No, get the child away.
Are you ready?
No.
Yes. Orange juice in the
here we go.
No, no.
We want
no
to make the fanatic happy.
No.
He's thirsty.
There we go.
There you
no
go.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
That's how big boys do it.
No, it isn't. Yes, no.
It is. Yes, gelatinous.
Oh.
Gelatinous.
Oh, God, I got Bob Kelly for that.
No, don't do it. Yes. Don't do it.
I'm okay. I'm good. I already had my OJ for today.
Sue? Am
I'm
I going to have to do it?
Yeah, sure. I'm good.
No, you're
here
not.
Go.
No.
No. No. No. How about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. You know, that guy should have gone for it. I would have gone for it. You know, I like my orange juice with a little bit of salt. You know, a different type of taste. You know what I mean?
A little salt?
That's right.
A little salty orange juice in your navel.
And a little lint. And a little hair. And a little
hair.
Disrespect.
That's
true. Why not?
That's what he calls the drink. A hairy navel.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching.
What did we cover today that wasn't baseball? If I was baseball, I would be so mad at this show. Mina Kimes podcast with Lenny, her dog. Check it out.
We don't talk about Cam. What's the
you
difference?
Got my cards.
They're the same cards.
Yeah, you got my cards. Yeah.
Thank you.
No.
He literally put them in my hand.
My father just tricked me. I don't think he got her.
No?
No.
I think I did.